Hey everybody, welcome to another show, another Tony show, and today we are going to be all over the place. You ain't going to believe what we're going to go through today, and the stuff you're going to hear today. If you thought you were listening to a lot of shit before, you ain't heard nothing yet. Oh boy, oh boy. Did you guys know, I'm going to start off right off the bat, shooting from the hip. Did you know that in 2002, they were genetically engineering corn to carry for an STD made out of, they call it AIDS. AIDS is an acronym, but the actual pathology was a STD of some kind, probably integrated with nanotechnology even back then. And this was back down in 2002. Now, now think about this for a minute. This is how I saw this today, yesterday, and I thought, man, oh man, we might have been eating this crap, breathing it in. Pollen, like I stated before, travels about a mile and a half an hour, about 40 miles a day. That's north, south, east, west, northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest, every direction, 40 miles a day. Okay, works out, do all the math, close to 14,000 miles a year, give or take. Now imagine that, 2002, and you may as well round it up to 2020, 18 years. That's about 240,000 miles every which way. Again, give or take. So that puts a perspective on what Monsanto did to mankind. What the genetically engineering of the planet has done again to mankind. We are living in a realm that is beyond belief absurd. And it's not the only thing they did. I'm going to put up a link in a couple pages, and when you actually see the research on this, you're going to literally shit yourself. Like, I mean, seriously, it's just going to be what it is. Now, the language may sound a little, there may be a little Canadian inference here today, so because of the nature of the information, so if you can't handle Canadian, I would suggest you learn how to speak it, because you will anyway. By the time this show is done, I assure you, you'll be speaking Canadian. Fluently. Okay, let me read this to you. Biopharmaceutical contamination could be AIDS vaccine or blood thickener. And this was done in November 14, 2002. Washington, today the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, revealed a second incident of contamination of a food crop by an experimental genetically engineered crop. Experimental genetically engineered crop. You gotta think, what business did they have genetically engineering our food supply? 2002. Okay, engineered to contain a pharmaceutical industrial chemical in Iowa. Iowa is right in the middle of America, which means Canada. I guess I would be in the target range. Iowa. This follows yesterday's announcement that 500,000 bushels of soybeans in Nebraska destined for human consumption have also been quarantined due to the biocontamination by a similar crop. Biocontamination. Now, what does that mean? Biocontamination. What? Maybe because they made contact? How did they make contact? Well, maybe they were put together in the same silo, or maybe perhaps the pollen had crossed over. Just a concept. You know, just throwing this out there. The USDA has refused to reveal what chemical or drug was grown in either crop. But research into the company that produces the biopharmaceutical crops, Prodigene, Prodigene. So any of you Europeans that are listening to my show, any of you guys down in Asia, and any of you guys down in Africa, and down in the Middle East, and down in, you know, whether it be in Israel, or Saudi Arabia, or Lebanon, or, you know, Emerald Emirates, or whatever, or Australia, New Zealand. If you see something with the label Prodigene, now it may have been bought out by another company since this. This is 2002. Reveals that the contaminants could be one of the following: AIDS vaccine, GP120A glycoprotein, blood clotting agent, aprotinin, digestive enzyme trypsin, which would make the proteins more bioavailable to the body that would contain these components in them, since the AIDS vaccine is a GP120A glycoprotein. A glycoprotein is a sugar-bound protein. Aha. Uh-huh. And the trypsin would help you break down the protein, releasing the component in the food. Industrial adhesive lacase, an enzyme derived from a fungus. They're doing such a great job. Whoa! You know, and just give them a hoo-ha. Other biofarm crops reported grown by Protegene include experimental oral vaccines for hepatitis B and for a pig disease, transmissible gastroenteritis, according to USDA records. Protegene has received 85 test permits for experimental open-air trials. USDA gave them the okay. Hey, it's okay. Go out there and release your shit into the atmosphere. It's okay. You got our permission. Let it ride, baby. Let it fly. Let it float. Let it just carry through. Imagine that, eh? Imagine that. And then people wonder why I speak such fluent Canadian. I'm becoming a PhD in linguistics and Canadian language, I gotta tell you. It comes to the salt of the earth language. 85 test permits for experimental open, okay, and chemical crops for planting in at least 96 locations. 96. It doesn't give you the distance. But let's just say, for instance, that they are within a mile of each other. So you got 96 miles, rounded up to 100 miles. And each one of those locations are spreading out at 40 miles a day. That's a 400 mile spread in every direction. Can you imagine that? Now that would keep on going, keep on propagating, and keep on integrating with the crop, spreading that specific genome and everything that was in the approximate area, and eventually wherever it went to. Back in, I don't know what, 10 years ago, I was reading a research where the corn in Mexico, they were testing a BT strain of corn, had it isolated, and within a week they found it, or 2 weeks, they found it 1,000 miles away in Mexico. Imagine that. Isolated. Quite possibly, we are being assaulted with biopharmaceuticals as a form of weaponry. It's a very, very, very possible conception. And then you got goofballs coming out to sell you the nano silver and the nano silica, and it's going to remove this and this is going to protect you here and blah. And then you got another guy now selling you three silvers and one, and they got, and what it's doing is hiding a poison silver, actually two poison silvers behind the first one. It's retarded. But this is where we're at today. You know, sell you the farm. We don't care if the farm's on fire. We'll sell it to you anyway. Pay top dollar. We'll give you the burning farm. And we have left the building. Imagine that. Imagine that. I was looking at this because, see, years ago, I stated that what wound up happening was the glyphosates had removed the healthy bacteria in the gut, allowing us to be opened up for any kind of invading force, whether it be parasitical, viral, fungal, mold, algae, you know, whatever. And which would have allowed nano poisoning to come into the system unimpeded and unchallenged by the DNA, because there was nothing in the system to be able to fight it. And at once, the smart dust, the smart particles, and the smart sensors also got into the intestinal tract. It would have further caused more mayhem and more problems. And a lot of you called me up, and just about everything that you guys have going on with you, whether it be your thyroid, your lungs, your stomach, your intestinal tract, you know, all the different itises they're telling you, all the heart issues you've got going on. The heart issues is because your body has an internal strain going on, trying to fight and stop the genetic takeover or the implementing of the genetic material that they put inside of you that is now killing a lot of you and causing you all this mayhem. You've been made dysfunctional, and you've been made to, you know, become completely inept, have hardly any strength to move. Perhaps this is why. See, I've been saying for a long time, and Brian396 has been saying a long time about nanopoisoning, and I've been going into a little bit more detail in regarding to how we got infected, how we got assimilated, what we've been targeted with. He talks about this as well. And I've been saying for the longest time the food supply is in a shambles. This is why I tell you, eat root-based vegetables. You know, even meats, even the meat proteins, and to neutralize what you're eating. Starting indoor gardens, starting aquaponics, you know, vertical gardens. These are things you need to start doing, because I'm going to tell you something. The longer you keep eating this shit that they're calling food, this genetically engineered shit, because it ain't food, it's what it is, it's shit, and we shouldn't be eating shit. Even biblically, we're not supposed to be eating shit. God told us not to, and here we are eating it. When we're dealing with this, these issues we have today, and as long as you keep eating the foods that are at the grocery stores and you don't neutralize what you're eating, you are going to have problems. And they're going to devolve you into a worse and worse situation. Your health will continually decline as a result of the continual loading up of these type of things in the food supply. You cannot eat a genetically engineered product that may have an AIDS vaccine in it. A blood clotting agent. Imagine that. You could die of a blood clots going through your system. A fungus overgrowth as a result of some adhesive sugar that they put into the food. The fungus would form in your body to try to break down that excess of sugar. And if it can't do it, it can't break it down. And if your body starts to manufacture this material because it's embedded into the DNA, guess what? You're going to constantly be fighting fungus. If they put something in your body that's going to cause your body to have a bacterial overload, whether it be a nanoparticulate, okay, and your bacteria cannot break that down. If it cannot isolate it, it will be used by that component in order to make the assembly it needs to make. This is so diabolical on so many levels. It's incredible that this has, and the interesting thing is, in all of this, the governments have had a campaign to shut anybody down that started speaking the truth. What is that saying about the government? Maybe it needs to go away. Maybe it needs to be replaced with a more ethical and moral government. You know, and a revolution can start. It can really start very easily. We don't need guns. You don't need bullets. You don't need bombs. All you need to do is make the changes that need to be made. And eventually these bio firms, these biopharmaceutical companies will go broke. They'll collapse. Nobody's using their drugs. Nobody's eating their shit. Nobody's partaking of their products. Oh. I was watching something last night called Idiocracy. Actually, a couple of things I've been watching. And then there, this guy somehow gets thrown into the future, and mankind has been devolved to a state of ghetto. I mean, we're talking ghetto on steroids, ghetto. And I can talk about being about ghettos because I grew up in one, so I know what that's all about too. And I was watching this. I almost turned it off because I thought it was beyond belief stupid. But then something kept me prodded to watch it, and I watched it. They had become so dumbed down and so stupid that they were starving to death, and they had fields and fields of stuff that weren't growing because they were watering the fields with Gatorade. And they said, well, it has electrolytes, has a lot of salt, and as a result, the salt was basically killing the bacteria, which wasn't allowing the crop to grow. So when the guy started adding water to the field to dissolve the salt and allowing the seeds to have a chance to grow in the minerals and other content in the soil, they were going to hang him and kill him, because the Gatorade company that was in charge was losing money because nobody was drinking this Gatorade anymore, and all they were drinking was water. And they had become so lost on so many levels because they had lost their way completely, had allowed themselves to get in such levels of depravity that they lost the capacity to even learn. So he comes along and he shows them whatever, and so in the meantime they were trying to kill him in an arena. He manages to escape, and meanwhile they get a picture of the fields growing this crop. So he literally saved the day because he made the change required. Now this is a movie, obviously, but the point is this: you make the right changes and do the right things, and guess what? There ain't a government on this planet that can oppose that. Any government that would even make an attempt to do so would fall to dust. I don't care if it's the Chinese government, I don't care if it's the Russian government, I don't care if it's the Israeli government, I don't care if it's a Saudi government, a German government, an Italian government, a French government, a British government, an American government, it will fall to dust. Do what's required, do the right, even the Canadian government, which we don't really have a government, we have this fiasco over here, it's a zoo here. But you do the right thing, start getting other people to go along with it. And once you get a crowd involved and you start getting a crowd mentality going, that's power. That's real power. Corporations don't have power, they have money. Money is a piece of paper that everybody respects and wants because it is how things are done. But once you get a mob going, that is real power. They don't care about money. They don't care about gold. They don't care about big fancy cars. They don't care about big fancy homes. What they care about is what they care about, and they will fight to defend that situation. And they were shown that in that movie. It's called Idiocracy, and when you're looking at it, it is so it is bizarro on steroids. It is ghetto on steroids, it really is. And I'm not talking it's because it's ghetto because it's got all these colored people involved. No. It's ghetto because everybody, didn't matter what the color was ghettoed and stupid, beyond belief stupid. They were caught up on their entertainment. They were caught up on their sex. They were caught up on the mob mentality they had, which can be good and bad. But they lost how to think. They lost what was real. They lost the concepts of common sense, right and wrong. Okay. Stuff like this that we just saw with Monsanto doing these tests, this is so wrong on so many different levels. But it had to be the military-industrial complex that pushed this to get it done, because the military-industrial complex has stock in Monsanto or Monsanto Bayer. They weaponized food. Now we can, Bill Gates can go to Africa. Hey, we're going to vaccinate you. We'll give you computers. We'll give you all that. We'll give you Windows 10. We'll give it to you for free. Oh, man. We'll give you everybody. We'll give you a cell phone. But we got to vaccinate you so you can stay healthy. Oh, yeah. Okay. Give me the phone. I'll go get my shot. And meanwhile, they're planting whatever shit in the ground that has whatever experimental vaccine in the crop. People eat it, and all of a sudden you have a genocide on a magnitude again that would rival what happened in the First and Second World War. That's an interesting concept. I'm going to paste this research on there. The link is there, but I'm going to put it on the pod so you'll have it. You know, I want you to know about it. I was watching something else called Mutant X. It's an, there was an old movie back in 2001 to 2004. I have to come with a thing called, a segment called Dream Lover. And someone's saying, Tone, there you go, being sexual again. No, I'm not being sexual, I'm just talking about a movie. Now, these people had been experimented on by a company called Genomex. G-E-N-O-M-E-X. And you know what, there is actually a company in real life called Genomex. I was looking it up. Anyway, and they had created these genetically engineered people with the mutant X gene, which gave them certain powers and abilities. Well, anyway, they were going into this club because one of their fellow mutant X had been somewhat abducted, and they wanted to check it out, see if they could see what was going on, and to help her if they could. Turned out they had drugged, found out that they were mutants, and they had drugged them and caught them and kept them sedated with an IV, and then they cloned them. They cloned them. Now I'm giving you a little bit of a background here, just so you can keep, bear with me for a minute. In the cloning process, the at the headquarters, they discovered the guy that designed these clones. Now you gotta remember, this is now 2003. 2003, they said this. And the guy said he was ingenious because the clones would normally came undone, but he had incorporated DNA with nanotechnology. I just about fell off my chair when I heard this. I had watched that series when I was younger, thinking, oh, this is so cool, you know, guys with superpowers. And at that time, I didn't know anything. I was kind of stupid. Well, I wasn't kind of stupid. It was beyond belief stupid. But anyway, and I'm hearing this coming out of this. He incorporated nanobiology, nanotechnology with biology, DNA. So therefore, he was able to keep these constructs going indefinitely because they were running on a program, and the DNA and the nano, the nano kept the DNA going, and DNA supported the nano. It was just mind-boggling when I saw this. Anyway, the guy had made a construct of himself even, and gave himself that he had constructed properties that he didn't have, personality traits, thought processes, the whole nine yards. And where the one guy, where they both had a certain level of ruthlessness, the clone was more ruthless, more calculative, more this, more that, because of the program running through them. And what they did to get over to get rid of these clones, they basically overload them with a high electrical charge, which you can't do today because if you did that, you'd kill yourself. Because that's exactly what happened. The DNA got fried and the nano became completely inert because it had nothing no longer to connect to. Because you got to remember, in the early studies when they were firing frequencies on nano, they had to give it a ligand, whether it be a protein, carb, or fat, for it to attach itself to so that it could assemble and incorporate. And so they were showing that in that realm too, how it had attached itself to the DNA, created the proteins it required to maintain a structure, and was able to function just like anybody else. So this was 2003, and I was completely blown off my, because I don't remember the series. I saw some of it back then. I mean, I don't think I got to season three. And so then when I tried to find it on a channel so I could have everybody look at and hear the comment on the nano and the DNA back in 2003. I couldn't find it. I looked high and low. You could see it online, but you know, places that were like TV links and places that were showing, that were supposed to show TV shows, they showed you the title, but you couldn't click on anything to watch it. Anyway, but if you do find it, it's called Mutant X. It's, the year was 2003, and I think it was the season three. It was the 19th episode, 19. Season 3, episode 19. And when you see this stuff, and when you look at it, I mean, it is what it is. They were, again, telling us the game. Nothing has changed except now they're further ahead in the process. That's the only difference. And, you know, when you're looking at different things that are going on, I gotta tell you, from a scientific perspective, this is just my take on this. With everything going on, with the assaults that we're being hit with, the strong will survive and the weak will die. Once you have the strongest of the group, then you will harvest them. They will be incorporated, or they will be dissected, broken down, and whatever their bodies have developed will be that mutex, and that will be incorporated to the whole. That's my take on it based on what I've been seeing. I mean, you don't go through all this trouble to release experimental vaccines in a crop. You don't go through all the trouble putting smart dust, smart bots, smart sensors into a crop. You don't go through all the trouble of spraying, you know, nano biochemicals into the atmosphere to construct a space fence, which then the fallout falls down on the population of the planet, and without any regard to anybody's health or anybody's safety or concern. It leads me to think, according to a certain process, that the reason why this is being done is anybody who's getting afflicted, anybody who's suffering, anybody who's doing whatever, breaking down and feeling like you're dying, is because if you do die, no big loss. They'll take you, harvest your DNA, and get rid of whatever's left. Give your DNA to the artificial intelligence. Or if you do survive, that gene will be again propagated in some form or fashion to further keep it going, or to further incorporate it into the gestalt or the group or the group thinking or the mind storming groups that are out there. It's almost as if we're being harvested on all kinds of levels. And in the end, it's going to boil down to two choices, who you're going to surrender to. There ain't going to be sitting on the fence. There ain't going to be no universal consciousness, no celestial elders or whatever BS people are talking. There isn't going to be any kind of angelic this or whatever. It's going to boil down to two choices. What do you want to surrender to? The abyss or the other? That's what's going to boil down to. There isn't going to be any other choice, because it is going to come to such a horrific point that there isn't going to be any option. You know, right now there's like a wide chasm where you can, I'll sit on the fence. That chasm is getting narrower and narrower. It's coming to a point very, very quickly. And you're not going to have this choice, you know, to be able to be neutral. Being neutral is what got us into this mess. Unreal. Anyway, I wanted to point these things out because, you know, we've been telling you for a long time that the assault on the body, the assault on our systems, had to come in three waves. It's a tri-hit. Disengage the colon, disengage the immune system, disengage the bacteria, disengage the brain. Load the body up with nanomaterials that can saturate the cells, saturate the organs, saturate the communications network, the DNA, the genetic code, and then activate it with a frequency. And this is what's going on. This is what's been happening. So when we're looking at all the things going on, people always say, well, what are we going to do? Well, what can I do? You're going to study. You're going to start using that brain. God gave you a brain between those ears and start applying it. Okay. Adversity is going to make us stronger. Always does. If it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. That's the well all it goes. If it kills you, if you believe, you go home. If you don't believe, then you have to deal. That's all there is to it. You know, that's the choice. That's the fulcrum point. That is the focal point right there. That's the choice, the surrendering point. When we're looking, there is no neutrality in this, you know. This assault is hitting everybody, and I've stated this even on my YouTube upgrade and modification. I stated this. There is no, they don't care if you're a transgender. They don't care if you're gay. They don't care if you're homosexual. They don't care if you're lesbian. They do not care. They don't care what shade of color you are. They don't care. They don't care if you're a woman with big boobs, little boobs, tight ass, big ass. They do not care. They don't care if you're a guy with the big burly shoulders and the big burly pecs. They don't care about your penis size either. They don't care if you got big, small, or in between. They don't care. I'm covering all the bases here. They don't care if you got money. They don't care if you don't have money. They don't care if you're rich or you're poor. They don't care. And this is going to be, the onus is going to be up to you to defend yourself. Nobody can defend yourself, defend you today. You can work together in concert with other people, which will make you stronger and give you a better way of defending yourself. But don't think for 1 minute that you are going to be in a position where you can just take it easy and let somebody else do the work. I got news for you. That ever happens, you will be cut the hell loose, and they will not allow you to be integrated with their group again. Dead weight, dead beats are not going to make it in this realm. Everybody is going to have to contribute. That's how it flows. That's how it goes. That's the way it is. Nobody's going to force anybody to do anything. They're just not going to associate with you. Then you live and die on your own. You know, the concept of the five wise and five foolish virgins, and, you know, the concept of being prepared, being ready. The five wise had the foresight to see that there would be trouble and adversity, and they got prepared. The five foolish didn't think of the adversity. It's all God's just going to take care of them. They just sort of bebopped through their destination. When adversity hit, they weren't prepared, and they then got diverted. Distracted. You know, they had to go and get things in order to continue on. But the ones that were already well read and ready to go and were prepared made it. They worked in concert. I talk about this joke, you know, and again, it's not, so don't get all uptight if it doesn't feel work with your philosophy or beliefs or ideology or your religion. It's just the point that it makes. Fellow had died and went to the next life, and in the next life he was escorted by gods as well. He showed him hell one day and he showed him heaven. So when he went to hell, he saw these three guys chained to a chair, and they had this big 3-foot-long spoon, and they had this pot which was just out of reach, but they could reach it with the spoon. And they were all sad and just miserable. Pressed, because every time they would bring the spoon back to their mouths, they would spill the soup all over the floor. The next day, God took the man to heaven, and in heaven, the men were sitting around this big pot again. Same thing, they were in a chair, and they were 3 feet away from the same thing. They had the spoons, they were 3 feet away, and they were laughing and happy and giggly because each guy took the spoon and fed the guy across. They were well fed, they were helping each other, they were in concert, and they worked together. That's the point. That's the point. Don't get caught up on some ideology or mythology or philosophy that you're gonna, you know, you're gonna send. What if you don't? What if you missed the boat on that frequency? What if the rapture doesn't show up? Then what? And you're not prepared because you've been waiting for this rapture. May not happen. I always tell everybody, always have a plan B. I got people that contact me all the time, and they're always looking for help and different ideas and things. And I always say, have a plan B. See, the plan B goes like this. See, I can read, I'm a believer, I'm a biblical believer. I believe in the biblical truth. And in those truths, they can be interpreted so many different ways sometimes. And everyone has this idea that they have the true interpretation. They have the true interpretation. Nobody's got the true interpretation. It all depends on what God opens your eyes to, and that's how it rolls. If God doesn't open your eyes, and all you got is what you got. You know, you read something, you understand it to the level you understand it. That's it. So The one verse that people get hung up on is one was taken, one is left behind. And I always look at that verse and think, well, the one that's taken is taken out in the back 40, and they took him out. They killed him. The one they left behind, because he was still in the system. He had been marked, and he's in the system, and he's chipped, and he's working away. But that's one way of looking at it. And then the five wise and five foolish virgins also connect with the idea, the same idea. Well, the five foolish weren't ready, and they got left behind. My point is this, however way you want to look at it, or you can look at it at the other end, okay? The one that was taken up to heaven, the one that was left behind again, he was bound bound to the system, bound to the matrix. You can look at it that way too. But I just showed you two ways of looking at this, and you can debate whether or not I got it right or got it wrong, but I will tell you this, okay? If what I'm saying is right, and that one got taken out in the back 40 and got taken out, and you're misinterpreting that specific thing, assuming that it means something else, and you ain't ready, you're going to be hooped. Now, if it is the other way, the way some of you might be thinking, oh yeah, then that tying to a rapture, you know what? I'll be the first one to say, am I glad I'm wrong? I'd rather have that easy route. But I've never seen, in all my years of reading different texts and stuff, I've never seen Christians ever get out of this alive. During the Second World War, and this is my take on that, I don't believe it was 6 million Hebrews that got killed. I'm not saying Hebrews didn't die, so don't misinterpret what I'm saying here. Hebrews did die during that time, but I think it was 6 million Christians that died, and they said it was 6 million Hebrews, because there wasn't even 6 million Hebrews alive in all of Europe at that time. But what I see laying on the roads and streets of Germany and along the places there were Germans, and Germans usually were Catholics or Protestants, meaning they were Christian or Christian orientation. I saw Baltic people there, Czechoslovakian, Polish, Hungarian, Lithuanian, Estonian, Romanian, Bulgarian, Ukrainian, Russian, and they're usually Orthodox, again Christian, or Christian concepts. You know, I saw Americans, I saw Italians, I saw French, I saw, you know, British, again, Protestant, Catholic, Christian concepts. That's what I saw. That's how I seen when I looked at those people. I could determine just by their features, anatomical features, that, you know, they didn't look like they were from the Middle East. Let's put it this way. So my thinking has always been, and even in the turn of the century, if you want to debate that, that's fine. You can debate that to the Costco and say, well, there were blah, blah, blah. You can say that if you want to, but you know what? You and I were not there, and history has been rewritten. And it's always written by the victors. But in the turn of the century, when the communists conquered China, okay, the Christians that were there, 50,000 got hung on a cross. 50,000. First, the Second World War came by, and Christians thought they were going to be raptured. Didn't happen, did it? You know, they wound up going through the war, and a lot of people were just disillusioned by that whole rapture thing. Altered a lot of people's beliefs and faith. My point I'm trying to get here is this, and again, I don't care what you are. I don't care if you're Islamic. I don't care if you're Hebrew. I don't care if you're Christian, Catholic, Protestant, Baha'i, Hindu, Buddhist. I don't care. With the things that are coming down the pipe, you better have a plan B, is what I'm saying. Have a plan B. Work in concert with people who are awake. You're going to work with people who are awake, who may not believe the same things you believe, but may have certain ideals that you have. And you're going to go a long way with those associations. You really will. Time may come where you may have to go your separate ways, but in the interim, you are at war together, and they don't care about how, who, what, where, and when. If you just saw that the governments were allowing Monsanto to put pharmaceutical agents into the food supply, what is that saying about what's going on? The ethics and the morality of that. And we haven't even gotten to the nano part of that yet. But that's how the assault initiated through the biological and to the altering of the DNA and the genetic code. That's why so many of you are so sick today. And every time they drop some chemtrail, in the sky, they're releasing the same kind of biological, nanobiological agents in the atmosphere, and you're breathing that shit in. And so all of a sudden, now you can't breathe for 3 weeks. You got a kind of pneumonia or some kind of respiratory disorder that's keeping you incapacitated. So when you're looking at the different things are being assaulted with just on the nanobio programming, and it's incapacitating you, and you got skin lesions breaking out, and you got the sores happening, and you're in constant pain, and you can't think, and your memory's not there, and you're losing your constant frame of thought, and you're just tired all the time, and you just feel so, and you get the voices in your head saying, you can't win, you're gonna die, you're gonna just quit and die, just lay. Quit, you're getting these voices. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's where you're going to have to stand up and say, I have had enough of that shit. Who the hell are you? What are you doing in my head? You know, get out of my head. You don't belong there. And if I'm going to go, I swear I'm going to take you with me. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's the attitude you better have. When it comes to that's a defense. The best defense is a good offense. I heard that from an old football coach from the Green Bay Packers. Vince Lombardi used to say that. When we're dealing with the food supply, and you know you don't know what you're eating, then the onus is going to be on you to try to figure out how to neutralize what it is you're eating. Sulfur-based foods are going to be a very key player in neutralizing what's going on, supporting the liver and helping the liver detoxify some of these hormones or other vaccination-type chemicals that might be in the foods you're eating. High doses of vitamin C are also going to go a long way, and so is B5 and vitamin A to give you that adrenal power to fight off what's going on. Are you getting the hint here? Vitamin C, B5, vitamin A, and get the retinol palmitate version of it. Don't get the fish oil shit, because that stuff's rancid and oxidized anyway. Okay, are you getting the hint? Best defense is a good offense. Start sustaining your body with these important nutrients, so that if there is assault on your DNA and your genetic code, again, you have the wherewithal to be able to resist and fight it back. Shut it down. Use herbs like rosemary, which detoxify and protect the liver from poisons. Use things like sage and milk thistle, which can regenerate the liver and give you a brand new liver. Use bitter melon and corella, which can actually regenerate and restore a pancreas. Use the collagen or gelatin to regenerate and repair the esophagus and the stomach and the intestinal tract. Use glutamine to repair the esophagus, again, the stomach and the intestinal tract. You can use cottage cheese that's loaded with glutamine. Make sure all your dairy products have some kind of fat in them, and make sure all the dairy products, if they're not coming straight from a farm, directly from the cow, who's coming at a grocery store, do not drink the milk. Use yogurt, use kefir. That you can use from the store, because they do reinsert the bacteria back into the dairy. But these things will help restore your skeletal system, your muscular system, and some of your organs, and it will nourish the brain. You may need to take some minerals like borax or boron, iodine, copper, and zinc. Wow, rosemary, sage, you know, thyme. These are all brain nutrients that you can use. Using eggs, making that cholesterol drink that we talked about. You can take an egg. An egg is one of the best superfoods out there. It is the superfood of superfoods next to milk. Milk and eggs are the superfoods on the planet, bar none. all this other bullshit, this blue-green algae horse shit, that'll deplete the body of copper and other, it's a lot of anti-nutrient stuff, and can detox, and can toxify the lymphatic system, all that crap does. But milk and eggs, the very thing they're telling you not to eat, oh, you're gonna die of cholesterol. Shit. You're gonna die. Why, if milk was so bad, why did God write it in the Bible, a land filled with milk and honey? If milk was bad, I don't think you'd have mentioned it in that form or fashion, do you think? But milk, there used to be no commercial, you don't see them anymore because there's this anti-milk campaign, but milk does the body good. But cow's milk, sheep's milk, goat's milk, you know, mammalian milk does a body good when it comes directly from the animal and hasn't been pasteurized and beat to death with heat and other things. Well, I'm allergic to milk. Every time I eat it, I break out and have mucus and blah, blah, blah. I hear that crap all the time, too. Are you eating any grain? Are you eating any pasta? Any cereal? Any buckwheat? Any oatmeal? Barley? Rice? You know, rye? Oat? Wheat? It's not the gluten. They all tell you it's the gluten and you've got gluten allergy. Oh, gluten, it ain't gluten. My ass, gluten. It's a genetic engineering of the food supply causing you to have a hijacking in the DNA so that when you do have something like a dairy product which can nourish the body, your body goes into a reaction. Cut the grains, get rid of all of them, and I mean all of them. There's no exception to any of it. Oat, your oatmeal, your barley, your groats, your rice, your pasta, your bread, your wheat, your rye, you know, your buckwheat, your millet, your kamut, your whatever you're eating. None of that has any value anymore. They have weaponized your food supply, and I just showed you that tonight with the weaponization using a vaccine. And they've done it in everything that has to do with a grain. Everything. So anytime you eat anything with it, there is going to be a reaction because the bacteria in the gut is no longer there to create a defense for you. Because it would have been flushed out with glyphosates and other components that they would have put into the food supply. So as a result, when you eat, you have absolutely no defense in your system, and then you have a chemical reaction going on because this stuff leaves a biofilm of its metabolite, of its DNA, so that when the dairy or something else that may hit, that may trigger an allergic response, reacts, you have the histamine release causing the allergy to occur. Support the lungs, vitamin A, again, back to retinal palmitate, vitamin C, again, in the high doses of it, sulfur, like NAC, alpha-lipoic acid, methionine, you know, cysteine, these all support the lung. MSM supports the lung. Combined with vitamin C and B1. Now, all the sulfur products I just mentioned do convert to glutathione, but the one that converts to glutathione very readily is NAC. Glutathione does not get absorbed correctly. NAC goes from NAC directly to glutathione, so anytime you want to boost glutathione, you take NAC with vitamin C. You might start feeling better, and I always tell people start off with about 500 milligrams of NAC and a gram of vitamin C or 1,000 milligrams and do that every 3 hours if you're feeling any kind of issue. You might be surprised in how you will feel alleviated. Don't use any supplementation that has a nano delivery method or is on a nano scale because it will cause mayhem in your body. Someone kept asking me today about different things. Someone asked me today about zeolite. I couldn't believe it. These things are nano and they're toxic to begin with. If they're toxic and nano, then don't even bother to use them because it's going to be even worse. Okay, you have to think, and if someone's saying, no, what are we going to eat? I can't eat this. I can't eat that. I can't eat this. You can eat fat. Saturated fat. not butter, or sorry, butter, not omega-3. Coconut oil, not omega-3. Lard, not omega-3. Tallow, not omega-3. Lanolin, not omega-3. Palm oil, not omega-3. Ghee, not omega-3. Are you getting it? No omega-3s. Why? Because it's an oxidizer. It destroys the cells. Short-term gain, long-term destruction. Garbage, crap, leftover waste. Another leftover byproduct from an industry, whether it be the flax or the fish oil industry. And instead of throwing it away and having paying big bucks again, they incorporate it into the health food industry to sell it to you because you are the unsuspecting public and you will believe whatever bullshit some guru will tell you because you don't read. They know this, and they know from Hitler, they know that if they can get a crowd of you all wound up, get a crowd, you all into a crowd and get you all wound up, get you in that emotional realm, then they have sold you and they've got you. They've got you, sucker. That's how the game is played. Why do you think these TV evangelicals are raking in the money that they're raking in there? Because they are associating with a crowd and they can say whatever nonsense they want to say and people will throw money at them. Get people to sympathize with you in any level, shape, or form, and you will have their pocketbook. Why do you think the United States and Canada keep sending money overseas to countries that are ungrateful to us, or to the systems? Because the people that they're sending the money to realize and are aware that they are now our indentured servants to America. That's why. Or Canada. Countries that can sustain themselves and be on their own and be independent and not codependent to the West are far further ahead. Now, some of you have been watching what's been going on with Hong Kong. Like I said, I'm all over the place tonight. I'm going to be, you know, on different things. I'm trying to get you to see the different things that we've been programmed with, like the shows I talked about and how we're being assaulted through the food supply and through the nano. And I'm going to point something out now with Hong Kong. Hong Kong is going through a phase of assimilation. When the British and the Chinese signed that treaty, I think they done it with the intent of conducting an experiment at the expense of the people of Hong Kong. This is my speculation on this. This is my hypothesis. This is my thought on what I'm seeing. So you have a communist regime and you have a republic regime. It has democratic principles, or capitalistic principles, I should say. Capitalistic principles that were similar to the British and the American system. So now what we're seeing is a complete takeover and assimilation of Hong Kong so that it will no longer have any duality. This is a contest between capitalism and communism, or corporocracies, in which corporocracy is the more efficient corporocracy. Now, the interesting thing about the Chinese government is a very fragile government. It really is. It cannot handle criticism. It cannot handle the public media to criticize the government. It will not allow for any critique of it. Reminds me of another country, but I won't get into that either. You know, one country can do no wrong, and if you criticize them, you get labeled. Well, China is now adapting the same concept. If China does something wrong and the media spokesperson speaks out, they get ostracized. Oh, you shouldn't have said that, blah, blah, blah. The United Nations went after China on specific human rights issues going on with the people of Hong Kong. And China then raised all kinds of hell with the UN on this one, and the UN backed down. Can you imagine that? Now, why am I saying this about Hong Kong? Because what's going on in Hong Kong is going to go on in Canada. It's going to go on in America. It's already going on. It's happening. And it's happening very, 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 very quietly. And we're going to see a power play happen in Canada, United States. And if you don't capitulate to the system, you're not going to be able to speak out against the government. They're going to shut you down one way or another. And I'm going to go to another thing now, which is connected. It's connected to the same thing we're talking about here. COPPA. COPPA or COPPA. This is the new thing that YouTube is going to introduce because they've been slapped with a heavy-duty fine when it comes to children's content and protecting children. So now they're going to go through the YouTube channels and they're going to wipe out anything that is construed to cater to children or that children may have some kind of access to. Even in my videos, I think we're going to have to put another disclaimer on there saying that this is an adult content. So parental guidance is advised, whatever, something of that nature to protect our videos. Because, and then again, I'm going to incorporate and encourage you on this one too. If you haven't started downloading those videos on YouTube, I suggest you get at it, get your ass going, because YouTube may put them down and may take me some time before I can get them all up again in some other venue. And I'm also looking at possibly trying to find a venue where I can do an online show where people can go into a chat room if they want to and do whatever. But again, that would have to be supported by the general population because I can't afford to do that. But anyway, that concept going on YouTube is about taking freedom of speech away. Again, you can go on YouTube and say China's an asshole. Oh, look at the Chinese people are doing the Hong Kong, blah, blah, blah. That will tick off China. Okay. Even what I just said could tick off China. So now they could be considered whatever and they could take that video down. So the freedom of speech is again being assaulted and attacked again through another medium. Because YouTube was really one of the few places you could go out there and speak your mind on anything, on any topic matter you wanted to. Say what you had to say, do what you wanted to do, entertain any way you liked, and it wasn't unhindered by the national networks and national TV networks like ABC, CBC, CBS, NBC. I hadn't said that one already. These networks are losing billions to YouTube. Billions. Because nobody's watching television, now everybody's watching YouTube. Because television has got nothing to offer except garbage. I don't want to see porn all the time. I don't want to see someone getting their head shot off either. You know, I don't want to see what they construe as entertainment. What I'd like to see is what I'm seeing from other people. We're learning from each other. And this is another problem with YouTube. Everybody has gained knowledge that they would never have gotten 30 or 40 years ago. And now through the YouTube channels, we are now connecting on so many different, everyone is teaching everybody what everybody has. Everyone is equipping everybody. This is basically we're connecting on a level that is unprecedented. Nobody's trying to having to figure it out and missing pieces of the pie. If I'm missing pieces of the pie, for instance, Brian finds those pieces, and he finds, now if he's missing pieces of the pie, I find the pieces. See how that works? And we keep each other caught up and going. I do the same thing with other people in the network, and you know, the network that has formed. You know, when we're talking about anything nano or whatever, we're showing each other different things and showing each other different formulas and remedies. Everybody now is staying connected and kept at the same pace. We're uplifting each other, and that is an important thing to get out of this. The fact that we can continue to uplift each other and keep each other on the go, on the know, in the loop. Nobody left behind because everybody is at the same speed. That is phenomenal. But now that is going to be threatened. So, Hong Kong, freedom of speech, democratic principles, capitalist society has lost tons of money, is going broke. They said this is the first year in 15 years that Hong Kong hadn't made the charts as far as profits or whatever. Its economic world is being dismantled by another corporocracy. Okay, the freedom of speech in the West is also being assaulted by a corporocracy, a bureaucracy which is run by corporations. This is how it's going, and if you start connecting the dots, and this is what I just did for you, I'm showing the dots are being connected. China's dealing with Hong Kong. This is an assimilation process going on between these two systems. United States and Canada are also incorporating a lot of the same systems that China has. It's like the West is a monkey see, monkey do. China's going broke. China's on its way, is on an economic decline, huge economic decline. Right now, the United States is stable, but I think it's because of the integration with the Chinese economy. So they got to help them, regardless. They got to sustain and support them to keep them on their feet. So a lot of things we're seeing, again, ain't what it appears. You know, it's not what it appears. Everybody out there and everything that's going on out there is not there for your benefit, I assure you. And why I'm saying what I'm saying tonight in regarding to some of the things I've said. So when you're looking at the full picture and start connecting the dots, you start seeing some of the old programs and how they were talking about nanobiology back in 2003 on mainstream television. I think the reason why they took off that show is because it was tipping too much of the hand in regarding to a genomics complex, a chemical complex. It altered the genome of these four people or other, a dozen people or so, which gave them certain unique abilities or certain unique qualities they didn't have otherwise before the mutant X gene was what they, or probably was the XNA that they had been playing with. To alter their genetic code capacity to produce whatever it needed to produce and whatever ability it gave them. And when he was talking about nanobiology, and there, again, it's mentioned back then, you know, the little robot boy that they show in, AI. I think the show was called AI. And it was again done, and it was done in such a way because they had the whole mob watching this thing. They made you feel sorry for this frickin' tin can. This algorithm, this program. Because he acted like a boy, and he was constantly, you know, integrating with this woman like it was his mother. A strong bond between child and mother, and they played that to the hill to get people sucked in to the AI system, making you feel that AI is going to be like your mother, or like a child, always going to need to be mothered or taken care of. Got news for you, AI is one of the most dangerous technologies we have ever seen on this planet. And it isn't going to be benign or otherwise. It is a machine. It thinks and responds like a machine. It's always calculating. It's always figuring things out. It's always strategizing. It is a machine that is already far more advanced than even the most advanced programmers in the field are aware of. So when you're hearing people and seeing things on the media, always remember the media was designed to program you in to think the way they want you to think, to see things the way they want you to see things, to respond the way they want you to respond. That's what the media does. And I'm going to tell you something else. If you're watching television because you're trying to find the trends of the way things are going to make money, that's one aspect of it, but even you will be affected by what you watch. But that's probably the way to watch television, to see which way everything's going so you can get on the trend to make some kind of financial gain up the way. But if you're watching television and you're not doing that, and all you're doing is sitting there being entertained, you are being hacked. Blu-ray television is hacking your brain. They're inside and they know what you're thinking and what you're not. That's how they roll. Like I said, they do not care about you. You're nothing but an experiment That's all you're ever going to be. Until you associate with other people, other men and other women, okay, to find real value in yourselves and who you are, and having and finding or being found by God, I guess that's the best way of putting it, being found by God, then you'll appreciate the value of who you are and what you are. Okay. But as long as you're part of the system, the only thing that they value is what you're going to harvest for them. And that's the bottom line. All right, I'm always talking about supporting people that are doing the work. Brian396, he's got www.minds.com/Brian396/blogs. He's got his data and research there. He's also got a photo gallery on photogoogle.com. So type in Brian396 in the photo gallery and it should take you to it. You got Aramac on the YouTube channel as well. He's out there pumping out the information. He's on there. He's hitting home runs. Help him out. Support him any way you can. You got me here at augmentandforce.com. Again, this is the alternative to the alternative. The information is all free. Free to check it out. Pay close attention to the nano links as well so you're not duped or misled. We've also got on the YouTube channel, which is the videos to the alternatives. Watch those videos, download them. We don't know what's going to happen with the COPPA thing, but watch them, download them, and have them on hand somewhere, because again, you don't know. It might be gone tomorrow. You know, we reached 11 million, or we're close to 11 million hits, so they might be gone tomorrow. So download them any way you can. Support these guys, everybody there. Support them anyway through contributions or whatever. Buy their products. Support them. Give them your help. Give them your assistance. So keep them rolling. Keep them strolling. Alrighty. I think I've bent your ear long enough. Check out those things I said. Check out these links tonight. Share them with everybody. I will put some of the research on the in the comment section below, where I put the upload the video. I don't think I'm going to talk too much tonight or type in too much of what I was saying. I'm just going to have these things on there and let it loose. All right. To your house. We'll see you at the next show. All right. You take care. See ya.